Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Assam and Puducherry record highest ever voter turnout in assembly polls. Kerala also marks over 78% poll participation. Scrutiny of nominations for second phase of elections in West Bengal to be held today. Government notifies Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Act following President Draupadi Murmu's assent. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington. Reviews India-U.S. partnership in trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and Quad framework. Israel denounces Pakistan's mediation between U.S. and Iran after its defense minister calls for Tel Aviv's annihilation. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in last ball thriller at Eden Gardens. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry, along with by-elections in 4 assembly constituencies across 3 states, remained largely peaceful yesterday. According to the Election Commission, Assam recorded a voter turnout of 85.38%, while Puducherry saw 89.83%, both the highest ever in their assembly election history. In Kerala, polling stood at 78.03%. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, monitored the polling process through live webcasting, which was implemented at all polling stations in these regions for the first time. Several voter-friendly measures were introduced, including colour photographs of candidates on EVM ballot papers, mobile deposit facilities, redesigned voter information slips, and a cap of 1,200 voters per polling station. In Assam, Barak Valley also saw high polling. Here is a ground report from Kachar, Shribhumi and Helakandi by our Silchar correspondent.
Though a little less than the state average, Barak Valley of South Assam also have seen enthusiasm among the voters yesterday, registering approximately 84% turnout. Kachar district also recorded approximately 84% turnout, where the Silchar town saw a last-minute surge in the number of voters casting their votes. The constituencies of Hailakandi voted peacefully. Turnout stood there at about 82%. Tea garden workers and first-time voters had shown great interest there. Shribhumi recorded the highest turnout in the valley, approximately 85%. Now everyone waits for May 4th, the day of counting the results. Shashwati Bhattacharjee, RNU, Akashvani, Silchar.
In Puducherry, drone surveillance on the polling day helped detect instances of cash distribution to influence voters in Vildianur, Kalapet, Ujhavar Karai, Manveli and Karaikal constituencies. The Election Commission seized over 1,18,000 rupees in connection with these violations. Campaigning has intensified in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, where assembly polls are scheduled next. Meanwhile, in West Bengal, scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of elections will take place today. The deadline for filing nominations for the 142 seats in this phase ended yesterday, with 13th of April set as the final date for the withdrawal of candidacies. Stalwarts like BJP leader and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee are in the fray in the second phase. Moreover, the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin AIMIM, led by Asaduddin Owaisi, has announced its decision to withdraw its alliance with the party headed by Humayun Kabir. AIMIM announced that it will contest the upcoming assembly elections independently without entering into any alliance. Humayun Kabir was expelled from TMC following a controversial statement, after which he formed the Aam Janata Unnayan Party to contest elections in West Bengal. Moving on to Tamil Nadu, the state is known for the Kodavolai system of voting process, precursor to today's constitutional democracy, which dates back to the Chola period in 900 CE. The Chola administration was functioning on the principles of democracy and the panchayat system flourished during their reign. In our series of constituency profiles for upcoming assembly elections, today we talk about the state capital, Chennai, which has a population of over 67 lakh. It has a total of 16 assembly constituencies. A report.
Chennai has very old constituencies since 1952 after delimitation in 2011. Constituencies have been changed. Four constituencies gained significance in Chennai for the elections 2026. Kolathur, Chepak, Thiruvallikeni, Malappur and Perambur. DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin is contesting from Kolathur constituency, which came into existence since 2011 after delimitation. The 73-year-old leader was voted thrice from the same constituency. He had been contesting elections since 1984 to 2006 in Thousand Lights. He was elected six times from this constituency. Kolathur has 238 polling stations. This constituency has the best ornamental fish market, selling over 10 lakh ornamental fishes every day, highlighting Kolathur as the fish bowl of Chennai. The Retiri Lake Park is a newly opened waterfront in Kolathur, featuring a science-themed play zone ideal for relaxation. Adjacent to Kolathur is Villivakkam, which is a local fish market area, as there is a railway station here. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
The government has notified the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Act 2026 after President Draupadi Murmu gave her assent to the bill yesterday. The legislation was published in the Gazette. More from our correspondent.
The newly enacted law provides for 50% of certain posts to be filled through deputation from the Indian Police Service in the rank of Inspector General and at least 67% through deputation at the level of Additional Director General. The legislation aims to create a uniform system for recruitment and service conditions of Group A General Duty Officers across Central Armed Police Forces, including CRPF, BSF, CISF, ITBP and SSB. A key provision of the Act empowers the central government to frame rules on recruitment and service conditions, overriding any conflicting laws, court judgments, or previous administrative orders. The Central Armed Police Forces play a vital role in national security. With Nitika Gupta's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on IX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington. The meeting took place at the White House and focused on strengthening bilateral cooperation across key sectors. Both sides reviewed the India-U.S. partnership with emphasis on trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and the Quad framework. U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, was present during the meeting and he said on a social media platform that the discussions were constructive and forward-looking. He also said Secretary Rubio is expected to visit India next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the partnership between India and Mauritius has seen significant progress over the past year. Speaking to the media after meeting Mauritian Prime Minister Navin Ramgoolam in Port Louis, Dr. Jaishankar said discussions covered a wide range of areas including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building and people-to-people ties. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities. In order to curb digital frauds, Reserve Bank of India has released a discussion paper suggesting additional measures to prevent digital frauds. RBI has invited comments and feedback through Connect to Regulate link on RBI website till 8th of May. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
As per National Cybercrime Reporting Portal data, around 28 lakh cyber frauds were reported in the year 2025, amounting to 22,931 crore rupees. RBI suggested a time lag of 1 hour for completion of digital payments of more than 10,000 rupees. During this period, the payer's bank account would provisionally debit the customer's account and the customer would retain the option to cancel the transaction for any reason. In another measure, RBI suggested an additional authentication by a trusted person person for senior citizen or for DIVYANG. This trusted individual will act as another layer of authentication for high-value transactions. As a third measure, RBI suggested that customer can be provided with digital payment controls, which will consist of a switch-on-off facility for any digital payment mode as well as for setting limits for different transaction types of account level. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. The day is celebrated to commemorate the birth anniversary of Dr. Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy. The theme of World Homeopathy Day 2026 is Homeopathy for Sustainable Health, a report.
India accounts for one of the largest homeopathic workforces in the world, with nearly a quarter of a million registered homeopathic practitioners. To mark World Homeopathy Day, the Ministry of Ayush is organizing a two-day interactive forum in New Delhi. The forum will bring together leading policymakers, researchers, practitioners, and delegates to deliberate on the evolving role of homeopathy in building sustainable healthcare systems. Ayush Ministry said that the program will showcase key research advancements, public health initiatives, and policy developments in the field of homeopathy. This year's theme, Homeopathy for Sustainable Health, aligns with global priorities such as universal health coverage and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, particularly SDG 3 on good health and well-being. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Israel has strongly criticized remarks made by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in the ongoing Middle East tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. The response came after Mr. Asif made controversial comments on social media, referring to Israel in highly critical terms and making remarks widely condemned as inflammatory. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night, chasing a target of 182 runs set by KKR. Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Mukul Chaudhary was adjudged player of the match. In today's fixture, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACS Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. In a news item headlined, Crucial Election Cycle Kicks Off with High Voter Turnout, Hindustan Times writes, Assembly elections in Assam and Puducherry produced record voter turnouts, while Keralam recorded its highest participation in nearly 4 decades, as all three went to polls in a single phase. Pakistan readies for crucial US-Iran dialogue. Bibi relents calls for talks with Lebanon, is the top headline in the Tribune. Sensex dives 931 points on uncertainty of ceasefire, writes the Asian Age. World Bank cuts down India's growth to 6.6% for financial year 2026-27 due to West Asia crisis, reports the Statesman. In its editorial piece titled, Timely Inaction, the Hindu says, the RBI's decision to hold interest rates reflects a prudent wait-and-watch approach amid global uncertainty, slowing growth and rising inflation. It argues that changing rates now could worsen the trade-off between inflation control and growth, especially as price pressures stem largely from supply-side disruptions. The paper notes that geopolitical tensions and fuel constraints are likely to weigh on economic performance. The Supreme Court observation in Sabarimala-related hearing flags that making temples exclusive to sects would divide Hindu society, signaling limits to denominational autonomy, writes the Times of India. And finally, in an operation codenamed Seahawk 04, Delhi police have arrested 11 accused across 57 cases that exposed a web of interstate and transnational financial cyber fraud, reports the Pioneer. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Assam and Puducherry record highest ever voter turnout in assembly polls. Keralam also marks over 78% poll participation. Scrutiny of nominations for second phase of elections in West Bengal to be held today. Government notifies Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Act following President Draupadi Murmu's assent. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, reviews India-U.S. partnership in trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and quad framework. Israel denounces Pakistan's mediation between US and Iran after its defense minister calls for Tel Aviv's annihilation. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in last ball thriller at Eden Gardens. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.